Let's read something about this. رجعنا من جهاد الأصغر إلى جهاد الأكبر. Now Rumi wants to talk about this story. He was telling you a story and we have only one paragraph to finish. So today we will finish this story. Next month, inshallah, we'll start with the messenger coming from Caesar. Julius Caesar sends a messenger, or a messenger comes from Julius Caesar to Omar. What does that mean? Julius Caesar is representative of reality, real power. It's the real meaning of this little lion we're talking about. Right? The power. Omar is representative of believers. So, these are two things that we have in mind, right? One is success here outside, believing in cause and effect and in power. The other one is believing in something else, which is Omar. We'll come to that, which is the beginning of the study of this path. But now, let's finish this story. Rumi wants to finish this story, and we'll do it very loud and clear. Because he intends to somehow forget about this story. You want to look at this story as one explanation of some details and go on, but it doesn't work that way. Because there is this jahd that we are talking about. Let's go to jahd again. Remember the word. This is jahd, the word itself, means effort. But we know a lot of words related to this. One of the main words related to this, the first one we're introduced to, was the Jew, Johud. I explained it, this is not Jewish really. Johud means believing in personal effort. That way you are Johud. We saw two kings of that, right? Then, in this story, Rumi started again with jahd and tawakkul, means the other two meaning that this word is going to carry. And you know about jihad, that holy word comes from this, means doing your best personal effort in your belief, right? And you know about the ijtihad or mujtahid. Mujtahid is the guy who has done very good in learning the rules of the religion. That's mujtahid. So, we are studying this word, really. Jahd. Because this is what animal understands, right? Every single animal is doing its own best personal effort to remain alive, right? We know this. So, if you have no education, you will be the juhud. You will be the lion. You will be the loser. You will remain the animal. There is something beyond that. Namely, tabakkul, which is in front of jahd. And some other stuff. It depends how you turn around the word, right? Let's finish with this. When the story is finished, Rumi say, let me tell you about the most important stuff of this jahd, which is jahad. Jahad is really the war, right? Holy war, you could call it. There are two kinds of holy war. We labeled these two the most puny little one and the greatest big one. Let's divide it like that. Of course, we know there are something in between, but we talk about two jahad. One is asqar, means the most little one. The other one is akbar, which is the biggest and the best. So you know two kinds of jahad, right? What is the smallest jahad? Askar, Jihad al-Askar. Literally dying for your belief means if you are a soldier of religion, you go to war and you will become a shaheed, good for you. This is the smallest war. You are the winner of the smallest war. You want me to say it again? If you go to a holy war, means in Roman time, you are a cavalier. You go to holy war and you risk your life. You have participated the most little unimportant kind of war. Jihad al-Askar. What is the Akbar, the greatest one? When you fight yourself. When you fight your ego. When you fight your nafs. That's the greatest one.
Nafs al-Amara.
Yeah. Mainly nafs al-Amara, but all of them. Because all of them should become secondary to their breath. Ruh, right? Because all of it goes back to Jeffs. Rumi wants to talk about this because the story is about this. You see? You start with the little war. We are the people who came back from that one to the best one. Because with that one, we are trying to change outside. With this one, we are trying to change inside. This is our duty. That is not. Because we are irrelevant in this big universe. But we are relevant mainly when it comes to me. Normally, you're trying to change the situation. Okay, if you change the situation to the best, you kill all the enemies of your belief and all that. This is Jihad al-Askar, the little one. The real enemy in you is you. If you succeed there, let's hear it. Yeah.
Commentary on, we have returned from the lesser jihad to the greater jihad. O kings, we have slain the outward, there remains within a worse enemy than he.
You see, first realization that the big enemy is inside. This outside is not important. Second realization,
to slay this is not the work of reason and intelligence. The inward lion is not subdued by the hair. The carnal self, nafs, is hell, and hell is a dragon, which is not diminished by oceans. It would drink up the seven seas, and still the blazing of that consumer of all creatures would not become less.
Because it's a quality. Quantity cannot fight it. All the reasoning and intelligence argument are quantitative. This is a quality in you. And this quality could be like the hell itself or the dragon. Anyone you prefer, doesn't matter. Because the hero for us is the slayer of the dragon. This dragon could not be slayed by intelligence. Means fighting the ego does not really rely or depend on your intelligence. It depends on something else. Because the most intelligent people are not the best people. The most intelligent people are the people who could succeed outside. For inside, you need something else. This dragon, first of all, is the dragon that breathes fire. You remember, the dragon breathes fire because it comes from hell and that's the hellish breath. Normally when there is fire, you need water. But this son of a gun, give him the water. This dragon will drink all the water of the oceans. And it doesn't even satisfy its appetite. That's what we're talking about. We are talking about the main problem over there, which is really big because it's old. This dragon always breathes the fire, always is negative.